Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to have everyone back here with us this morning here at the Clay County Corner. Here, of course, we're not in the corner. We're right in the middle of the historic Clay County Square in the old building. And it's a pleasure coming to you each Thursday morning at this time at 9 o'clock. And, of course, we still have our rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. So that's two chances today that you can hear us. And then there's also the chance you can go on to online at Dale Hall Horizon newspaper site and listen to us just anytime you want to. We've got some things to talk about. Kevin Dawson's going to be over here just in a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the chamber right now. But we've got some activities coming up here in the county. I know last week had Bill Moulton on, and he was talking about some of the things that TWRA is doing, and we've got a couple of those coming up. But we just want to remind everyone that, you know, that we greatly appreciate all the folks here at the Clay County Chamber, the three-star group, all the people that sponsor on this show to make it possible each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock. And we hope that you can hear some useful information. And also, of course, each Thursday you've got a chance to win one of those delicious frozen ice cream cakes from over at the Dairy Queen. And so if you'd like to have your name on that list, you need to call 243-5574 and speak slowly and clearly into our answering machine. And when the thing comes on, give it a few seconds before you start talking. That way we'll make sure we get the first words you say. Sometimes we get cut off on that. But we've got a few birthdays and an anniversary today, and we'll be talking about those and celebrating those here in just a little bit. And a little bit later on in the show, we have a representative coming down from Mitchell Creek Marina to talk a little bit about some of the activities they've got going on up there in association with the summertime and also in association with TWRA. And also want to mention that we've got our next blood drive coming up down at the Clay County Community Center there in the main community room on Wednesday, July the 3rd, going from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you'd like to come down and donate some blood, you know, summertime's always sometimes a shortage of different blood types, and that, of course, they always need your donation, so come down if you can and donate some blood to the Red Cross Blood Drive. And then also, I know last week, Bill Moulton, he made reference to the Wilderness Day Camp that is going to be taking place up at the pavilion below the dam. The correct address on that thing is 5101 Campground Road. And I've got a phone number here to register for this. And the phone number is 931-243-2443. And the cost of it is $5 for each student. And that will include a meal and drinks and snacks will be available to them throughout the day. And I've got a little printed thing here, and this is sponsored Friends of the Dale Holland National Fish Hatchery, and this is the 7th annual day camp, and it said it's on July the 11th of this year, of course, 2019, and the event is co-sponsored by Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Tennessee State Parks, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And this is set up there as a day camp, and they've got anywhere from 6 to 8 different stations set up there. And the students that come through will spend about 45 minutes in each of these stations and move on to the next one. And this year's activity stations will include BB gun shooting, archery target shooting. There'll be a water safety class. I think Mr. Bobby Bartlett does that every year. Hopefully he'll be back doing that. And also they're going to have some live snakes on site. We'll talk about outdoor cooking and introduce our young folks to a different kind of fishing that most of our kids grow up doing. Most of us use the fly and spin cast, the spin cast rod only, and they'll be introduced to that and also to the fly rod. And I think, as Bill said last week, he's had some youngsters come back many, many years later telling about how much they enjoyed learning how to fly cast fish, which is the most rudimentary and, I guess, the original fishing that Sir Isaac Walton wrote about back about, 1600, 1700. And it's a great way, and it's a great day for the kids. And as we said, got a bunch of people there, volunteers working, and it's been a great event now for 7 years, and they've got, the snacks and all that stuff, and $5 for each student, and they'll begin around 8 o'clock in the morning, and they usually try to get through about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And you can register there at the picnic shelter.
You're still talking about the Wilderness Day Camp,
yes,
I bet, Thomas.
Yes, yes.
Apologize for getting here later. We had posted that on the Chamber Facebook page and got a tremendous response. There's a question that keeps coming up, and we don't know the answer to it, the age limit or requirement. I don't think it's on the flyer, actually, but I guess call that number 2443, and you can get that info.
It seems like Bill said something, but I think it's basically any youngster. And youngsters, I guess, are up to 18 and under.
It may very well be, but I'm sure if you call that 2443 number, that whoever answers that will be able to tell them that.
You look at some of the activities they've got going on, and you realize it is going to be for older.
Some of it's
not for toddlers.
No, they wouldn't turn a four-year-old loose with a bow and arrow, I don't think.
I wouldn't think so. Well, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see, I think that we've got some other things to talk about, some things the Corps is doing, that the TWRA is doing. We'll do that when our representative from Mitchell Creek gets down here. I think they're sponsoring a lot of stuff up there this year in association with the wildlife resources folks.
Good deal.
All right. I know this is kind of spur of the moment for you. Have you brought a whole bunch of knowledge in with you?
Well, I don't know. Of course, we were here. What's it been, 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago?
That's when I got washed out of
out
of North Carolina.
Always good to be here. I guess one thing in looking at the newspaper headlines this week, we continue to have an incredibly wet June. I mean, it's just, and some areas are getting more than we're getting here, but
popping up everywhere but here in the last couple of days.
Thank goodness. I don't wish it on them, but I'm glad we're not getting it here. We have had about 9.5 inches of rain during the month of June, which is more than double what a normal June would be. Normal June's about 4.5 inches, and we're at about 9.5. And we're about, well, really and truly, to the best way to describe it, we're about 2 months ahead on rainfall right now for the year, despite having basically a drought, something resembling drought in May, which
right.
has happened 2 consecutive years, last year and this year both.
Well, don't you have some type of official capacity in measuring rain?
Well,
rainwater?
Just measuring rain, yeah. Don't work for the National Weather Service. It's for another group, and the name of it is so long that the acronym for it's even long, so I won't even go through it, but record just rainfall, and you do it the old-timey way. You know, so much rainfall now is recorded on a an electronic station. And we still do it the old-timey way with a gauge where you pour it out. But it has to be one specific type of gauge. But, yeah, I enjoy that. I've been doing it, I guess, probably close to 10 years, maybe 12 years now. And you can probably remember this, Thomas. Kenneth Overstreet was our weather observer here for years and years. And I don't know who picked up after Kenneth or if anybody did, but what I discovered about 10 or 12 years ago, right before I started doing this, was the National Weather Service has an unmanned station in Clay County that they get all their data from. I think I know where the location is, and it's not within the city limits, but it's real close, but they don't need a person to run that. But I asked the National Weather Service guy who was visiting, how can I be involved? And he said, well, here's this group. So I signed up with them, and I recorded online every day.
Well, I got strange looks from the girls over at the bank the other day, and I brought my weather gauge in to try to get a new one because the other one was useless. It's full of water. And I said, I need the new one.
Absolutely. Well, I'm an admitted weather freak. I really enjoy it. Have since I was a young kid. I pay a lot of I watch the weather and not watch the news a lot of times, you know, even though I used to be a newsman, so. I enjoy the weather.
I know that, of course, the satellite weather station, those things are interesting to watch because there's lots and lots of useful information there, not just when we have storms and things.
Well, I'll also make a plug for a local weather station that is online.
Absolutely.
So many times when you go to weather.com or even AccuWeather, you may be getting readings there, temperatures, rainfall totals that are from Crossville or Glasgow or Bowling Green. We actually have a local weather station that is online. It's on Weather Underground. You can just Google that, find it, and then type the zip code in and make that your official weather thing if you want to. That is located just off the square here. I mean, if you want to know what the temperature is in Salina, you can do that on Weather Underground. And then, again, typing in the 38551 there.
I wonder, is that where the Twin Lakes gets their information, on Channel 1?
I'm actually not sure. It always interests me where this information feeds in from. You know, who does Channel 5 and Channel 4 and 17 and 2 get their info from? I'm not sure, to be honest. But
if you have the Twin Lakes thing, you know, you turn on Channel 1, they've got rotating cameras throughout the entire area here.
That's nice.
And you can actually see the cars drive by the courthouse here, and the courthouse is in all of our counties, and see whether it's raining or snowing or whatever in Jamestown or
some
different places like that. It's quite useful to tune in that every once in a while, and they do have a little radar set up there. And so, but of course, you got to have electricity to watch that one. So.
We do, and we've got a link to this local weather station on the chamber website too, and that's dalehollowlake.org. If you want to go there, we're in the process of revamping the website just a little bit. But to give the website a plug, too, I would urge everybody to go there. There's a lot of information. We've got a ton of information, not only about the lake and chamber activities, but just about the county. We've got some county history on there. And, of course, you're one of our local history experts, but urge everybody to visit the website. It's visited more by folks from out of town. That's the nature of the beast. And we actually have discovered it just in the past 90 days that we have a page that is not the home page that is the most read. And no real secret about what that fishing on Dale Hollow. That's what I'm sure that pops up in a lot of Google searches. You know, they're going straight to that page instead of the home page. So.
We've got to get them on the front page, haven't we?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute and continue with our conversation.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, once again, Kevin is here with us. Kevin Dawson's here with us this morning from over to the chamber, among all the various other things that we're involved in here in and around the county and city of Salina. Kevin, I know you've got some more good news that we could talk about a little bit.
Well, one thing that affects my job, I guess, directly, that is very good news, the Industrial Development Board of Salina and Clay County, we have a joint board here, which I work with, not a member of, but I work with, received a site development grant from the State Department of Economic and Community Development. It's just under $60,000, and that will go for due diligence. You have to jump through a lot of hoops, do a lot of testing, and you can't just buy a piece of property and turn it into an industrial site right away. You know, it's a process that takes, well, actually a few years as a general rule, but this will be for additional soil boring at the site. We call it the Mitchell Street property. It's basically north of Salina K-8, you know, between Mitchell Street and the river there. And this will help us. It'll be for soil borings and more shovel testing and to develop a grading plan. You know, some of these things sound easy, but they're difficult. But that'll be a big help to us. That'll help move that process along. When we're able to complete that, we'll be eligible for get back in the application process, try to get some more money, both from the state and possibly from a federal source. So we're excited about that.
Okay, another grant that we haven't heard from lately, and that is our group that's doing the study with us about our sidewalks. Have we heard anything from them?
I actually corresponded with Jeff Moore, who is the project engineer for that, and I think we'll be hearing something probably within a couple of weeks. Folks who went and maybe some who didn't may remember that we had a public meeting, and boy, I'm at a loss. A few weeks back is all I know to say.
More than a month ago.
Yes, definitely. Might be a couple of months now there were basically 12 different projects, you know, some of them, you know, probably not that realistic.
And
some of them very realistic. And we basically did a survey to determine those in attendance anyway, which ones we'd like to see. So I think the next step will be for us to see the results of that. And we do want to emphasize, we did not receive money to do any physical work with this. This is simply for planning. You know, it's hard to imagine getting a significant grant just to plan something, but that's a necessary process. And that'll have a lot to do with more than just sidewalks, more than likely.
You know, and there's with the emphasis on community health and wellness, you know, a lot of the grant money now is coming down through Diabetes Association.
Oh, yeah.
And the State Health Department, the federal government with aid to communities to promote healthy living. I think that may be one of the positive sidelines out of the the opioid crisis, we've got that. It has focused energy on local communities where that problem exists, and people may have decided, you know, hey, that part of that problem may be from just basically boredom, for one thing, and just lack of facilities to maintain a healthy life.
And you know, we've got more walking opportunities probably here in Clay County than we realize. There are various trails, of course, one over close to where I live, the one at Donaldson Park, and you've been around that recently.
Yes.
It's in good shape.
Yes, it is.
Again, and that's about a 2 mile stretch of the lakes, basically there.
If you want to take a full loop.
Yes, absolutely, and it's not all flat land. I mean, there's some climb, some rise and fall to the terrain there, so it. That's a good walk, and there are other places in the county as well. You know, a real popular spot is up below the dam at the campground, and there's another trail around the little stream that feeds into the Obie there out of the fish hatchery. So a lot of opportunities, and I think, you know, in maybe in smaller towns, more rural towns, we're maybe not as active as we need to be at times. You know, folks that live in the city can't pull up to in front of a store, in front of their work. You know, it's not unusual for folks in Nashville to walk a quarter of a mile or whatever just back and forth to their car.
Yeah.
You know, we think if we can't pull up to the front door, it's a bad thing. But
you know, to add something that's kind of ironic, that you know, we will drive over to Cookeville and park in the far corner of the Walmart area and walk probably a greater distance than it is from here up to Scott's Best Way to get in the front door to Walmart. But if we don't get that parking place right in front of Scott's Best Way, we don't like that.
Yeah, we're spoiled. We really are. We're spoiled in terms of traffic as well. You know, nearest thing to a traffic jam we have now is when school lets out in the evening, really and truly. But yeah, a lot of opportunities there.
Oh, one other trail. What about the Red Oak Ridge Trail? Have you ever walked that? Or
I never have. No.
I haven't either. I know there was a horse riding trail out there at one time, and I've noticed online that there have been some interest in folks, you know, have posted and asking about the Red Oak Ridge walking. And I think maybe there's some sites out there that overlook some bluffs over into the lake and
right.
things. And
well, and didn't part of that come down really close to the lake too?
Yes,
And it being a horse trail, I'm guessing that's got some length to it. If you want to walk it, might not want to tackle all of it.
I think there's quite. You know, I think there's places where you can do some loops in.
Right.
It, but the trail itself, I think, was a fairly lengthy, maybe miles that you could ride horses
exactly.
out there.
Right.
Well, Kevin, I know I've got here at the courthouse on July the 11th. I've got the Nashwood Group coming in here for an evening of entertainment. And we're going to be getting a little story in the papers about that.
Sure.
And I know if they actually did some free shows here around the courthouse last summer outside, and they are a very, very talented duo.
They're good. They really are.
Charles Chuck Chitwood and his wife Cynthia. He had been involved. I had him on the radio show once. He'd been involved in music from an early childhood. I think he learned to play the piano at about six. And he's originally from down in Lafayette, Macon County. And I think he grew up down in that area and along about the same time that Russell Smith did, who was with a very famous group for a number of years known as the Amazing Rhythm Aces. And he's had an interesting career as a oil field engineer out in Texas. Came back home, married a lady from out there, came back to Tennessee. And we're going to have a little biography thing in the paper here before long talking about that. And I think now he's actually a registered nurse working down at Mabry Center
really?
down in Jackson County.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, and multi-talented.
Yeah.
And I think their repertoire of songs go from some great gospel music, blues. I don't think he does any rap or anything, but I think with his keyboard machine that he has got hundreds and hundreds songs that they can perform any one of them, and I know they do take requests and love doing that, and they put on a great show, and of course that'll be another free show here on the 11th.
Right.
And the air conditioning is working up there, And, of course, the only drawback we have, of course, you do have to climb that flight of steps
sure.
to get up there. But the other shows we've had have had great turnout, and we're looking forward, you know, to kind of getting in a habit of getting people to come into the courthouse at least once every couple of months for some type of entertainment or meeting or whatever.
Well, switching gears just a little bit, and I'm sure you've talked about that, but there was a story in the local paper this week, too, about you and Mary Lloyd Renault teaching a history class here in the courthouse.
Well, you know, that's something that we haven't had in a while, and that was the junior high field trip. They did it right here at home this year.
Right.
The seventh grade. I think they went over to the Amish farm for a little while and visited with those folks. Came back and had lunch up at the park and then came down here. We had, I don't know, probably 30 or 40 seventh graders, and we divided them into groups. Miss Mary Lloyd took one group down here, and I took a group upstairs. And the first thing I did when I got up there, I asked for a show of hands for those young people. How many of them had ever been in this building before?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was less than a dozen out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more than half of them, the reason they'd been here, they'd been involved in their Christmas play.
Right.
So, but they were very, very attentive and had lots of questions, you know, about Cordell Hull, about the murder trial. And I know Miss Mary Lloyd said, you know, that they were very inquisitive about the panels out here. And it just seemed like, you know, they were eager to learn about their hometown.
Right. Well, a lot of folks think because we're a small county, we may not have that much history, but we got a lot of history. We're a very rich community in terms of history here. A lot that involves national figures, you know, not just our local folks, and that's the bulk of it and the rich part of it, but we've had some important folks in this courthouse here and outside the courthouse at different times, haven't
we? Yes, we have. I know over the years, I don't know exactly why, but it seemed like, you know, a lot of the politicians thought that this was Salina was kind of the center of the Upper Cumberland back in the early 1900s until Tennessee Tech moved to Cookeville and kind of changed the stratosphere of this area.
For sure.
Okay, Kevin, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning with
Glad
us.
Glad to be able to fill in.
And we will, as always, and hopefully we've got some information out for folks, and I want to remind everyone that the sign is working out there now in front of the Clay Chamber. And, you know, just drive by there nice and slow and then read one, then turn around, come back, circle around and read the next one up. And
we're still playing with the sign. It's got a lot of capabilities. We're excited about having it.
And, you know, and timing of things, isn't it, Kevin? You know, and you know, sometimes it's easier to say a whole lot about a activity than it is just enough so someone can read it as they
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you got to condense it down to just a few words to get it on the sign.
So we'd say Nashwood at the courthouse Thursday night.
Hope you all have a good crowd, too.
Thank you for being with us.
All right.
We will, right now, this would be a good time to go ahead and read off our birthdays and anniversaries, and then we will take a little break and come back with our next guest. Celebrating a birthday this past week, Kent Smith celebrated a birthday on the 24th, and this was called in by Joe Eagle and Charlene, and at the same time, they called in an anniversary for Susie and Kent Smith this week. So that Kent celebrating a birthday and getting married, and also some of those celebrating a birthday this past week, Mr. Matthew Craighead down at the Extension Service, Mr. Brian McLaren celebrated a birthday, and Mr. Donald Likens. We'd like to wish all of them a happy birthday and thank the folks that called all these names in for us. And remember, 243-5574, slowly and clearly into the answering machine, and hesitate a few seconds before you start talking. With that, let's take a little short break. We'll be back with our next guest. Thanks again, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. The atmosphere in here has changed greatly since Kevin left. I have Miss Brittany Poindexter with me this morning, and she is down here to talk about a little bit about Mitchell Creek. We had originally tried to have the Hermby Springs Fire Department here, but they had an emergency of some kind and didn't make it in, so Kevin filled in. I'd like to thank him for that. I was kind of looking forward to having one end of the county all the way to the other end of the county on here this morning. That's about as far apart as we can get and still be in the county. And, you know, kind of interesting, I don't know whether Brittany's ever looked this or not, but if you ever look at a map of Clay County, you'll notice that for some strange reason, this county, when it was drawn up, is drawn around the Mitchell Creek area and kept it in Clay County. Mm-hmm. So most people for years and years thought that the boat dock up there, which was called Livingston Boat Dock back in the early days, and I believe the Stafford family, I believe, owned it back in those days, mm-hmm. and they thought since it's Livingston Boat Dock that it was in Overton County, but it's not. You have to go around the world to get there. Of course, then the address for it is at Allens, Tennessee, which is pretty good ways off from the post office there. You know, that beautiful place there at Mitchell Creek, and they have all kinds of things going on. And I guess one of the first things we'll talk about, Brittany, is, she's been working there just a little while, mm-hmm. but I know she's got a wealth of information. And, Brittany, we can begin with by, exactly who owns Mitchell Creek Marina now.
We are owned out of a corporation out of Florida now. Coastal Timber Partners is their name. They are wonderful people to work for. They are very helpful, and they've helped me in every way to get the business back on the ground since our terrible time last year.
Okay. Are they involved also in the point?
Yes.
Okay. So, I know years ago when that started, that there were thoughts of having a boat dock for the point.
Yes.
And I think someone kind of jumped the gun and said something about that without checking with the U.S. Corps of Engineers.
Yes.
You can't move boat docks around on Belle Isle Lake.
No.
They've got a pretty strict compact up there. You are associated with them, and
yes,
what now? Do the landowners up there get some special privileges or anything down at the boat, the marina?
They get a slip, of course. They have their choice of a slip down there, but as far as having special privileges, not really.
Just other than that, that is part of the deal.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this: Do you all do a little water taxi from over there or anything back and forth?
We don't, because you can't get to the lake from the core line there that goes around the point.
You can't make a path over the hill to get on a boat.
No.
They're kind of picky about some of those things.
Yes.
Well, now, let's talk about you when you came in. Did you have any experience in the hospitality field before this? Or?
I did. I've had a lot of experience with customer service and dealing with the public. So the lake seemed like the best place to be. So
you can't find a more beautiful place to work, can you?
No.
And do you live here in the county?
I do. I live in Clay County, just off Neely's Creek.
Yeah, so. I knew that before I asked, but to give you a chance to say that. And pretty good drive to get up there each morning, isn't
it? About 25 minutes, yeah.
But like I said, it's beautiful, and it, you know, really and truly, it's different every day, isn't it?
I mean, it is. I enjoy the drive, though. It's a nice drive.
Okay. Now, since you've taken over, what's going on up there right now? I know there's a restaurant up there.
There is. Southern Rock at the Galley. He's based out of Gainesboro, and he's open Thursday through Sunday, opening at 11.
And the facility, is that the one in the steamboat-looking?
Yes. Yes, it's just directly behind the store.
If you've never been up there, you need to go up there and just take a look around. Okay, now, some of the services that you provide there.
Yes.
I know you said boat slips.
Yes.
For private dockage for folks.
Mm-hmm.
Rentals.
Yes, we have pontoon rentals. We have jet ski rentals, houseboat rentals. We also do accessories for your boats like tubes and skis, things like that, and kayaks and stand-up paddle boards.
Okay, do you have cabins there also?
We do have cabins. That's one of our biggest thing that we have at Mitchell Creek. On Saturday nights, we have free music. A lot of people come down, stay in a cabin, and listen to the free music.
Well, we want to talk about some of those here in a minute, some of the events going on. And your clientele,
mm-hmm.
Do you get local clientele? Will it be, I mean, even local people that want to get up there and get away for a weekend or something?
I do have a lot of local clientele, a lot from Livingston, Cookeville. They just need a kind of a staycation. They're staying in the local vicinity. But, you know, when you get down to Mitchell Creek, it's a long drive. So
you really don't go anywhere else, do you?
No.
So you've got to have something to keep them busy while they're there, haven't you? Okay, now, what about our Indiana, Ohio?
We have a lot of Indiana and Ohio slip customers as well, also cabin rentals.
Okay, and, you know, I know a whole lot has to do with traffic flow,
mm-hmm.
and I know, you know, different places on the lake have developed at different speeds over the years. At one time, you know, the major place probably was Cedar Hill Resort.
Yes.
I guess Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Up at Byrdstown, and with the traffic flow and the new highways and things, for a number of years, a lot of people, over the years, a number of people came through Tompkinsville, Kentucky,
yes.
and on down through Solana,
mm-hmm.
to go to Delhalla Lake. But then over the years, the traffic pattern kind of shifted,
mm-hmm.
and with the good highway from Burksville down, they started going Highway 90 on over to Burksville coming down that way, which was a major shift and a major problem for people like Cedar Hill and Holly Creek and some of our, but now it seems like the traffic flow has kind of changed again.
Yeah.
Because I know the chamber out here, you know, they have like 2,000 vehicles that go by the chamber each day here.
Yes.
So, and the traffic flow, and it's going to change more with the bypass probably over at Tompkinsville.
Yes.
But in a lot of your traffic, I would say you may get, you know, folks coming, a lot of folks used to come up this way on their way home from Florida back to Ohio or somewhere or another,
yes.
and they'd have a stopover point. And now with the good highway, mm-hmm. from Interstate 40 down to the turnoff to get down there, I'm sure that's had a lot to do with the number of people that you get coming in from the south.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of people that just see the sign, Delhalla Lake, and they take the four-mile drive down to Mitchell Creek and enjoy the views.
And they're well rewarded for doing that, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Okay, now some of the events coming up. I know we've got an event coming up this weekend, don't we?
We do. We have a couple events this weekend.
All right.
The most important event is the boater safety course that's going to be given by the TWRA.
Right. I know Bill, mm-hmm. Sergeant Moulton talked about that last week. You want to explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. You have to be 12 years of age or older. You have to, prior to the event, you have to buy a permit, $600, which just costs $10. You can get that at Walmart or any of your local gas stations here in town. And then you just show up at 9 a.m. At the galley, the restaurant, and the upstairs, and it takes about 3 to 4 hours for the class.
So this is a book learning class.
Yes.
Well, what about that? Do they get to go out and
No
test drive?
No hands-on.
So this is not like getting your driver's license where we used to have to get out and go around the square here
yeah.
and park and parallel park. Golly, they're taking all the fun out of it.
Oh, no, that would be a lot of fun, though, wouldn't it?
I don't know how much fun it would be when it comes time to dock the boat. So.
Yeah.
Okay, and what else we got going on?
We have also the Flat Rock Ramblers out of Lafayette. We'll start playing at 6 o'clock that evening on Saturday. You can grab you some dinner at the restaurant and head on over to the pavilion.
Okay, is that bluegrass?
They do a little bit of bluegrass, a little bit of country.
Okay. Now, Jaws.
Yes. That is on July the 20th. Instead of Jaws, we are showing The Shallows. They pulled our licensing for Jaws because it's their 40th year, and they were going to do some things with that. So we're showing The Shallows. It went really well last weekend with The Shallows, so hopefully we'll have a good turnout. So we would love to invite anybody that's listening for a special discount code, WVFB. Just type that in the discount code, and you'll get $5 tickets.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, what's the setup for this?
So you
movies on the water.
Yes, you float on a tube, or we sell hammocks that you can buy, and you watch the movie in the water. The screen is 34 feet tall and 60 feet wide.
So it's not like a drive-in for boats.
No, you could watch from your boat. We have a spot for you to park as well.
Okay, so it is a drive-in for boats.
Yeah, it could be.
A float-in.
Yeah.
And I know one of the major problems up there after you have a big event mm-hmm. is getting in and out.
Well, this year...
You know, you have to bring up something.
Yes. This year, you will park at the Allens Elementary School, and you're shuttled to Mitchell Creek. So there's a distinct parking spot for you to park, and then you're shuttled to the Mitchell Creek, so there's no driving hazard.
So that is a major change, isn't
it? That is.
So we're not going to have that traffic jam with backed up from Highway 52 down to the boat dock.
No, I always know that was a big hazard. So.
Yes, and I know it would be quite dangerous at some times because there's a lot of turns and a lot of close calls up and down through there.
Yes, and if you've never drove Mitchell Creek, you have to drive it slowly.
Yeah, you can't get in any hurry when you're going down there.
No.
But of course, now that's traditional for the South. You never get in a hurry.
No.
Take your time. And
Sunday driving every day.
No matter how long it takes you to get to Mitchell Creek, it will be there when you get there, won't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your restaurant up mm-hmm. there. You said the folks that are running it this year are?
From Gainesboro. His name is Jeremy York. It's called Southern Rock at the Galley. He offers barbecue, pizzas, just a little bit of everything home-style cooking.
This really is, it's kind of a private recreation area, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And I know over the years, we've had, through the years, we have lots of things going on up there on the lake
mm-hmm.
that are free for folks to come in and do.
Absolutely.
Usually every major holiday, there's something going on up there. I know from our 4th of July fireworks at various marinas.
Yes.
Are you guys doing anything with the fireworks?
Well, not this year. We're just going to take a step back from the fireworks this year and just kind of enjoy the food. We're going to have in-water boat show the 4th through the 6th. You can come and Rich Marine will be putting that on. And then you can grab a dinner or lunch while you're there, and at nighttime we'll be handing out free sparklers for everyone.
Well, do you get to go to the Boat Dock Owners Association meetings? Have you been to one of those?
I've not been to one yet, but I will be going.
I don't know. Is it biannually or quarterly that they still meet?
It's biannually.
Sure. Biannually.
Yes.
That's where all you guys get together and talk about problems. And
yes.
I know instead of me talking more, we'll take a break for a few minutes.
Okay.
Then we'll come back and converse some more about what's going on up in that area. But right now, I guess we better get some words in from our sponsors if we want to keep this thing online. And remind everyone that we are online at Del Hall Horizon newspaper site, This will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. With that, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back with Brittany just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, now, Brittany, have we got some other things you'd like to talk about for a few minutes? We still got plenty of time here. Have we covered everything on your notebook there yet?
I think we've covered everything, just that we have music every Saturday night starting at 6. We'd love for everybody to come down and bring a chair and grab you some dinner at the restaurant and enjoy the music.
Okay. I know there's a Facebook site.
There is.
And you've also got a website. And I know we've got the TWRA boating class advertised up here. What have we got here? June 29th?
That's this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's this weekend.
The Flat Rock
at the restaurant there. And the boating class coming up. Oh, how about this one? Craft Cocktails 101 weekend.
We are, and I think it's in August. You can go online and purchase the ticket and learn how to make some craft cocktails by the lake.
So, God, you just got everything going on, haven't you?
We do. We have a variety of things for everybody. We want everybody to enjoy the lake.
And, now, Brittany, I know we were talking a little bit earlier about the lake. Brittany, originally, are you from Overton County or?
I'm from Solana. I graduated high school here.
When?
In 2010, actually.
That's after it became Clay County High School?
Yes.
that's after I retired from being a teacher at Solana High School.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. And yes. Had your husband in class, best I remember.
Probably.
And his brother. His brother was my assistant when I was technology coordinator. So I've known the family for a long, long time.
Yes.
And let's see. I don't know. I was trying to think of some of the folks that were in. Who all was in your class, Brittany?
I had Sarah Ogletree. She's out there at Grays.
Okay.
There's a bunch of Brooklyn, Brandon, and some teachers that are now teachers, like Chelsea Bowles. She was, we were all in class together.
I think that's, my niece had graduated before that. Amber Strong was my niece, and she'd already... Was she was there while you were there or not?
She was around my husband's grade.
Okay. Now, I know the Mitchell Creek Marina, over the years, I know it was part of the Swan Lake,
mm-hmm.
I mean the Swan Ridge Lake development. And as we said, originally it was to have access to the boat dock and have, I guess, the dream was to have actually slips and things on the water down below that, and as we know, that fell through, but they are still, very successful down there at the point.
They are.
Do you know anything much about what's going on up there?
Yes, actually. My mother, she's the manager up there. She manages the property now. Her name is Hope Key. She can help you with anything you need up there or schedule to view the property. I know one of the people up there that could help you do that is Irving. I don't know his last name, though, but his signs are posted everywhere if you're going into towards Mitchell Creek. But they have lots of good things going on. There will be another land sale coming up.
I was wondering about that. How have those gone? Have they gone real good? Or?
They've gone really well. People are very interested in having some property overview the lake, which is, I don't know if you've ever been up there.
Yes, I have, from the beginning.
Phenomenal views up there.
I did a couple of projects with Mr. Smith, and we used to meet up there, and it's a nice place to meet. And building activity up there. Have we got any activity going on up there now?
People that have bought lots are building homes, and it'll be a great thing,
Water sewer.
Yes.
That's all fixed up and ready to go now.
Yeah, it is. Lots of great homes are in the plans to be built.
Do you have any idea how many home sites are built there now? Or?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think there are 15 homes there now. Yeah.
And more going up.
Yes.
And going on the property tax books.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Which is great for our county.
Isn't it is. It's great. Clay County is very fortunate to have all of the marinas and the land developments that are going on.
Okay, and at one time you could just drive down there and drive around through and look. I think is it now a locked community?
It is a locked community now. Yes.
And you've got to have a little code to punch into to get the gate open, let you in. And I've actually said that a lot of us folks, we would just drive down in there just to look down at the lake and look down toward the dam. It's one of the most beautiful sights. Mm-hmm. And you said you got another land sale coming up here before long?
Mm-hmm. That will be posted on our Facebook and Instagram. They are very successful with those.
Yes, they are. I mean, they do a lot of nationwide promoting. I do know that.
Yes.
I see the ads on. And you got to look real, real close to find out exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
There are so many. That's one of the major selling things for real estate. I don't know of anyone who posts a real estate ad online or anywhere. Usually either the first or second sentence is how many miles from Del Hollow Lake it is.
It is.
Easy access to Del Hollow Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And easy access to the Cumberland River, easy access to Cordell Hull Lake, easy access to Center Hill Lake.
We have a lot of access around here.
And I know we talked about that dock being in Clay County, and we also, as we said, I think Cedar Hill is under renovation.
Mm-hmm.
We still have Horse Creek that's still working, of course, Holly Creek, going on up into Kentucky to Sulphur Creek. And I know years and years ago, I worked in and around the boat docks for a number of years, and so many of the little places, when you would, say, take a boat ride from down at Cedar Hill and go all the way up to the bridge at Pickett County, that you would go by little places that looked like it just had a little dirt landing ramp.
Yes.
But now, if you go by there now, you're going to find out that those have been developed. There are now cabins there, and they're actually full-fledged marinas.
They are.
I don't think there's any of those little so-called fishing camps left on Bell Hollow Lake.
I don't think so.
I know in the beginning, most of the marinas and docks and things on Del Hollow were all family-owned and family-run operations. But, over the years, more and more outside management companies and folks have come in and purchased these. And, in some ways, it hadn't been the greatest thing in the world because, that family-owned friendliness. But they have done a great job of hiring, people like you, Brittany, and different folks at the boat docks who had worked there for a number of years and were familiar with the customers that came down.
Yes.
And that way they managed to maintain their old customers and at the same time to attract new customers with the advertising and things like that they did.
They did, yes.
And I wonder, are they going to let you go to some of the boat shows in the spring when they...
Yes, we'll be at some of the boat shows. Things with Del Hollow Marine Association. So you'll have to check us out. We're having a TV program or TV ad coming out.
Okay, now just a real quick look at assets. How many houseboats do you have for rent?
We have two houseboats for rent now. We have four pontoons and three jet skis.
Okay, and I know at one time you had more houseboats than I think you sold most of those. And most of the boat docks are going to away from the houseboats.
Yes.
And I know a little thing that Del Hollow Dock is looking at is the floating cabins. Are you guys looking at some of those?
We have a customer that has one, actually. They have just personally owned. We haven't made a decision on that one yet, but we are looking to build more cabins on land.
How many rentals do you have there now?
We have 14 rentals now.
So you can accommodate a pretty good number of people on any given weekend, can't
they
you?
They can, yes.
Do you have any, there's no camping area or anything like that there? Is there an RV parking area?
Not at this time, there's not.
I'm sure that's probably in the back of your minds also.
Yes.
Because that is a big deal now. Of course, getting an RV in and out of there would be no easy task, would it?
It'd be tricky.
Okay, Brittany, I think we're about to run out of time. We've got a few minutes left. I'm going to very quickly, I had a little drawing a minute ago, and the winner of our birthday cake this week is Mr. Kent Smith.
Oh, congratulations.
So, Kent, you need to go over by the Clay County Chamber, pick up you one of the Dairy Queen gift cards and go over and get your birthday cake. And we'd like to wish all the folks that called in a happy birthday once again and remind everyone that we've got the day camp coming up, Wilderness Day Camp. I think that is July the 11th. And the boating safety class, which is?
This weekend at 9 a.m.
Up at your place.
Yes, at Mitchell
and
Creek.
You get to go upstairs and, of course, now it might be kind of distracting some of them. They get to look out the windows and
see
the lake. But that's all coming up, and we have got some things going on in and around Salina here. Once again, as I said, we've got our evening of entertainment here at the courthouse on Thursday, July the 11th with Nash Wood, and we'll keep reminding folks of that. That's free. And got, homecoming days coming up here in August. And then I know we've got our cruise in here in September. There's something going on just about the chili supper, chili cook-off here in the afternoon with the fall festival things. So, and we just finished up with the summer fest last Friday night. So we've got all kinds of good things going on. So, you know, get out of the house and quit complaining because you don't have anything to do. And come down here to the square and see what's going on. And as we said, visit up at Mitchell Creek. Visit all of our campground down below the dam. Take a walk around the walking trail there. Stop and talk to the folks that have come in here from Arizona and New Mexico and all those places just to see something that you take for granted for because you get to see it every day. And then, as we said, all of these things are going on. And just come out, enjoy your county, Clay County. And with that, I guess that's my sermon for today. I'll get down off the soapbox. And thank everyone for listening to us. I thank Brittany for coming by and joining us. And also remind everyone that we're here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with our rebroadcast this afternoon on BFM 105 Kicks Country. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And we're going to close the doors down here with that. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.